It's necessary for you to stay connected to the blesser if you want the continuum of the blessings of God upon your life. You need to know who your source is. God is my source.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Let's continue in this series entitled Blessed and Highly Favored. This is part two from that series, The Power of the Blessing. Let's go into the message today with Pastor Rogers.
Y'all not hear what I said? When you walk on your job tomorrow, you better lift your head. I'm not talking about arrogance. I'm talking about the confidence in knowing that I'm standing underneath the blessed cloud and the anointing of God. And when I walk in here, yeah, they need to shut their mouth from cussing my God. When I walk in, let them tip on out if they got to. But don't let me stand in that place and they feel comfortable with me standing in that room. I want your Holy Ghost to permeate the place. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, that'll fry them. Come on, somebody. What you talking about? What are they babbling over there? Yeah, well, if you're going to curse my God, I'm going to stand right here and bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Because we're looking too much like the world. How about coming out and being different and let the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be acceptable unto God wherever you are? Say amen, somebody. Satan is defeated when we understand the power of the blessing. There's peace that rules our hearts in the power of the blessing. I learned this not because I just read it out of the book. I learned this by illustrated practice. Whenever mom and dad would go to somebody's house after church, Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, whenever it was, whenever we go visit or whatever it was, before we left there, dad would always say, let's pray. We'd join hands with that family or whoever it was that was there, because it wasn't about the meal. They'd join together and pray. I'd hear Dad pronounce a blessing over that whole house. God bless this house. Thank you for the blessing they are to us. Listen to me. Don't you go to your family, especially your unsaved family, and sit around and miss the opportunity. When you go and when you're with your family or friends or whoever that it is, look for the opportunity. You hear what I'm saying? See, I'm just old enough now that I don't care. So if I'm at the airport or wherever I'm at, come on, somebody. I'm not looking for what they're bringing to the table. I'm not looking for how they're going to serve. I'm looking for the opportunity that God sent me there to encounter them. Come on, somebody. That's right. I'm looking for that opportunity where I can be able to inject Jesus into the conversation. Come on, am I talking to anybody in this house? Are you just there for the turkey and dressing? Are you going to look for the opportunity to be able to say, hey, I just want to tell you what the Lord has done? If they get up and leave the room, they'll come back, because there's a turkey sandwich later. Come on. Jesus is the only one who can meet the need of your house, your church, your life. But I want to tell you about the blessing specifically. Write this down. The blessing must be spoken. You don't think a blessing. You invoke a blessing. You must open your mouth and speak a blessing. Peace comes when you confess Jesus Christ as Lord with your mouth. When God speaks, blessings happen suddenly. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So the Bible says, let the weak say. Mm-hmm. That's about the way it feels. Let the weak say.
I am strong.
And let the poor say.
I am rich.
Yeah, let the poor say what?
I am rich.
I am rich. You know what? You look like you meant it. Here's a blessing for you right there. Now, so let the poor say, oh, we're picking up a few folks. Let the poor say, oh, yeah. Is that right? You mean that with all your heart? Well, there's you another blessing right there. Let the poor say, oh, now we're picking up. Isn't it amazing? I got some Presbyterians going off in here right now. Let the poor say, oh, are you rich? Are you really rich? Well, there you are now. Now you can go get you one of them expensive Starbucks coffees. So let the poor say, I am. Really? Oh, really? Really? Well, see, you don't know how much I got in my pocket, so. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say. That is an absolute counterattack against everything your mind is telling you, everything the media is telling you, everything social media is telling you. It's telling you you're poor, you're beat down, you're depressed, you're not going to make it. But God said, let the weak say, I am strong. Oh, my God. Let the poor say, I'm rich. I'm not comparing myself to Bill Gates. He's a pauper compared to me. Y'all not hearing what I said? I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. My God, now I don't know about Bill, but my God shall supply all of my needs. Y'all ain't hearing me. And he will do it according to his riches and glory. How's he gonna do it? By Christ. Y'all better read this Bible. He's going to do it by Christ Jesus. He's not going to be doing it by Joey Rogers. He's not going to be doing it by Pace Assembly. Are you still with me this morning? Let me tell you really quickly here that Isaac was dying and his two sons, Jacob and Esau, came. Esau came first. He was the firstborn. And the blessing then, according to the scriptures, always held for the firstborn. But Jacob, the trickster, knew about the blessing. So he dressed up like Esau and went to his father who was blind. Y'all should read this book. There's some stuff in here now. And Isaac was sitting there and said, is that you, my son Esau? He said, oh, yeah, it's me. He said, reach out your arm, your hand, so I can feel. Because you see, Esau was the Bible said he was hairy all up in his arm. He's like a hairy man. And Jacob tried to fake out his father, Isaac. This is one of the great lines in the Bible. Isaac said, he says, son, you feel like Esau, but you sound like Jacob. And in Genesis 27, Isaac is thinking Jacob was Esau, and he gave Jacob the covenant blessing. And then in the door comes Esau. The brother who had already been tricked out of his birthright, and now he's being tricked out of his blessing by his brother. How many of you know that'll get some sibling rivalries going on right there? I mean, that'll make the Gators and the Seminoles go at it right there. So Esau came in and said, it's me. He said, well, it's too late. I've already given my blessing to your brother. And he pleaded, watch this. He pleaded, he said, Daddy, don't you have one more blessing for me? He said, no. And he goes down the line. Listen to me. The blessing has power. You say to your children, you're dumb, you're stupid. You're literally cursing your child. Once the blessing is spoken, it shall come to pass. Jesus was blessing his disciples while Peter was cursing him, Judas was betraying him, and Thomas was doubting him. Listen to me. The Bible is telling us very clearly right here that even while his own disciples were refusing him, Jesus was still blessing him. So listen, parents, no matter what your children look like right now, what they act like right now, what their situation looks like right now, speak the blessing over them, pray over them, invoke the blessing of God upon them, because when they're laying on the pillow out of their mind, the Holy Ghost is going to slip in, hallelujah, and shake them and say, you don't belong in this pig pen. You lay hands on them and speak the blessing of joy and the blessing of peace and prosperity and wisdom and understanding, the right spouse. the right job shape their lives in the direction that God and His plan want them to go. I don't have time to preach all this morning, but I just want to invoke this right here. I believe that we should be a people that will train and raise, nurture our children so that they will take care of their parents when they're old. If you're sitting next to your parents right now and you didn't say amen, you need to look at your children the next time you see them and tell them, hey, when I get old and my teeth fall out, I'm coming to live with you. And I'm going to do for you what you did for me. I'm going to eat you out of house and home. I'm going to invite all of my old hungry friends to come over. I'm going to drive your car like you drove mine and turn your furniture into a pile of scraps. I'm going to talk on your phone until Verizon has to shut it off. I'm coming to live with you, and be prepared to repeat some things because I will be hard of hearing by that time. In the Word of God, there's only two positions. There's blessing and cursing. If you reject the Word of God, then all that's left is a curse. If you reject truth, all that's left is a lie. So I'm going to ask you this question, and I'm racing to the end. Do you want a blessing from God enough to follow after His principles? If you do, say, I am.
I am.
I'm ready for a blessing. So here quickly is the sevenfold blessing of God. Number one, from number six. The Lord bless thee, meaning He is the source of all blessings. Don't look to anybody else to be the source. Anybody that blesses you without God's name is practicing witchcraft. That blessing will bring sorrow to you. Oh, I want to bless you with this. Are you giving it to me in Jesus' name? Are you releasing it, or are you going to put a string on that, and then you're going to come back for payment later on? Don't give me something that isn't in Jesus' name, because when you give it to me in Jesus' name, it breaks the strings, and I don't owe you nothing. Somebody just learned something. When somebody wants to give you something, ask them. Are you giving it to me in Jesus' name? If not, don't take it. I don't care what it is. It's the Lord who blesses. The Lord bless thee. The Lord is the vine. We are the branches. When the Lord blesses, no man can curse. When God said, I will bless you, nothing will stand in His way. So remember, it's the Lord's blessing. And then He says, the Lord keep thee. This is God's supernatural protection over your life. The word keep here is a military term. It means this. This is what God means. He means I will do everything in my power to destroy your enemy and get that blessing to you. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He drops down and says, His rod and His staff, they comfort me. What kind of comfort can come from His rod and staff? Well, the rod was used to break the neck of the lion and the wolf. The staff was used to reach out and rescue the sheep that had fallen in the ditch. So God has a rod, and He will defeat your enemies and drive them away. Deuteronomy 28 says they're going to come at you one way, and by the time God gets through with them, they're going to flee seven ways. I believe that's protection. And I'm not talking about government health care. Oh, Pastor, how am I going to get insurance? How am I going to do this? We're living in a time when believers better get ready to take hold of this book and appropriate the stripe-ridden back of Jesus Christ and say, with His stripes, I am healed. If I get no medication, if I get no doctor visit, I lay hands on myself because He is my keeper. Shout amen, somebody.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.